A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hey, I'm Mark Goodman.
And I'm Alan Light.
On today's podcast, in celebration of International Guitar Month, Pete Townsend of The Who will join us.
Pete went deep with us into his relationship with the guitar and with music in general, the new Broadway version of Tommy. He clarified the status and the future of The Who and much, much more.
Sound Up with Mark Goodman and Alan Light, the only music podcast that matters. Get it on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by CBD for Life. If you're unfamiliar with CBD for Life, it is an incredible brand, a female-founded and operated company, and they are my sponsor for the next several podcast episodes, so you will be learning all about them. I'm a big, big fan, though. One product in particular I wanted to talk about today, their roll-on oils. We have the lavender one, and Matthew actually recently had like a neck thing or back thing or something. I guess as you get older, this happens. And he used the lavender roll-on oil and it helped so much. And so now when I have like a little headache or something is achy or something, I'll use it. It comes in a few different scents, lemongrass, I believe, and one other. But CBD for Life is a great brand. All their products are free of GMOs, parabens, artificial coloring, all of that. If you want to shop for any CBD products, go to cbdforlife.us and you can use my code #nofilter to get 20% off your order. Highly recommend checking them out. Great, great brand, great company, and their packaging is really cool too. All right, let's get into today's episode. Now, today's episode is another solo episode, and it's actually a fairly short one, which I guess is kind of nice. Actually, my mom said that like she loves my podcast, but never gets to fully listen to the episodes because they're like an hour long. And I'm like, you know, you can pause them and then start them back up and then pause them again and start it back up. But I know a lot of people like to listen to an episode in one sitting. So this one is definitely good for that because it's a pretty short one. All right. So what am I going to be talking about? You might have guessed, Commercialgate 2019. So out of all my rants that I've had on Instagram stories, and I have quite a few, I mean, I rant on stories a lot. This one goes up there, I would say, as one of the top three most engaged rants ever for me. And if you're like, what the F is Commercialgate 2019? It's about the Peloton commercial that recently came out last week. So I had put something on my stories about it because I started seeing something in the news, or I don't watch the news, like I guess on my Twitter or something about the commercial. So I did a little research. I'm like, what is everyone freaking out about? And so I put on my Instagram stories, I guess I've been hiding under a rock, I haven't seen the commercial. So then I played the commercial and I said I would give my reactions. And anyway, and that's how this all started. So I gave my reactions and it didn't ruffle too many feathers actually, but it had a lot of people had a lot to say about it. I actually shared some of the responses on my stories last week. So I guess in a nutshell, I want to first start with what is this Peloton commercial that everyone's talking about. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, I definitely recommend watching it. It's 30 seconds just so you have some context, but actually you don't even really need to like spend your time on it. I can just tell you about it. So basically, it's a 30-second commercial about the Peloton bike. What happens in the commercial is the guy buys the girl, seemingly his girlfriend, wife, something, buys the girl a Peloton bike for the holidays, for Christmas. And it shows her receiving the bike. And then she's also happens to be a vlogger, which is a video blogger, which is, you know, something that, you know, YouTubers do and all that. So she's a vlogger. So she vlogs her receiving it. And then she vlogs her journey on the Peloton. And then it shows them a year later watching back this vlog of the last year, watching her journey on it, them sitting together on the couch, watching the journey of her, you know, on this Peloton journey over the year and all of that. And that's basically what it is in a nutshell. So first I'm going to talk about I think the best way to do is first I'm going to talk about the few things that stood out that I saw, like on Twitter and doing my research in different articles. I mean, this was on the nightly news. This was on CNN did an article on this. I mean, you can read all about this everywhere on social media. But a couple of the reasons that there was such an uproar, I guess, about it. One had to do with the fact that this guy was getting his girlfriend, wife, whatever, a piece of exercise equipment. I guess people find it very offensive if your partner buys you exercise equipment. So that was one. I'm not going to give my feedback yet until I tell you the main things, even though I'm like biting my tongue because I want to get right into it right now. But that was one of the things that that the guy bought the girl an piece of exercise equipment. Number two was that the girl who was given the exercise equipment was already very, you know, svelte. I never can say that word right. Very, you know, a good figure, skinny, you know, I mean, she was really like the size of my right leg, like to begin with, you know, yes, she was very skinny. So that, and that how like her quote journey showed her, like she didn't really, I guess, in people's minds need to lose weight to begin with. So they thought that was kind of ridiculous. So that was another thing. And then the third, I guess there are two other things. One was, I think I read it on Twitter or something, that the fact that the guy was giving the girl the gift, like why couldn't the girl have given the guy the gift? So that was another one. And then the final one was that, I guess, and this might be with, I honestly don't remember seeing many Peloton commercials. I don't know. I watch TV, but I guess I record most of my shit, like I DVR it or whatever. TiVo is not a thing anymore. Why do I always say that? I TiVo things. TiVo doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. But I DVR all my things, so then I end up fast forwarding it. So I don't know. I don't see a lot of commercials, but I guess all the Peloton commercials, this one included, shows the commercial in very, you know, gorgeous homes, you know, floor to ceiling windows, you know, overlooking, you know, an ocean or the mountains or something, you know, beautiful homes. And that people thought that was a little, I don't want to say obnoxious. That's not the right word to use, but just like, not necessarily very attainable maybe for some people. So those were kind of the main four things. The first two I said being the main two. All right. My take on this commercial. Do I think that the commercial was very well done? No, it seems like it seemed like a pretty low budget production. Like there was not much. It wasn't like the most, it was not an amazing commercial in general. Like it just wasn't like one that's like going to be, well, I was going to say it's not one that's going to be ingrained in my mind, but this one definitely will be because it's Commercialgate 2019. But no, it was not like nothing special about the commercial, just in general. But my thoughts. So regarding the first point about the fact that he gave her exercise equipment and that can be offensive, I just didn't see it like that. Like I would love it if Matthew gifted me the Peloton. In fact, I would more than love it. I would be thrilled. I do use the Peloton. I'm a very big fan of the Peloton. I don't own one though. They just have a room of them at the club, the gym I go to. So, but yeah, if Matthew like gifted me one for our home, I'd be thrilled. I would not be offended by it. How I took it is that the girl asked for the Peloton for the holidays. Like it was on her Christmas list. Like she had been dying for this piece of equipment and he got it for her and surprised her. And like, oh my God, that is so amazing. Like that's how I took it. Like she had asked for this or she had talked about it, or maybe she frequents SoulCycle a lot or Flywheel or one of those other ones and has been spending all this money. And so this might be a good investment, or maybe she's training for some marathon. I mean, who knows? I just, in my mind, saw it as, oh my gosh, like she's been asking for the Peloton and he surprised her with it. Like that's really actually fucking cool. However, I had people, even close friends of mine. So I do want to say that like, we don't all have to agree on everything. We can all agree to disagree. And I mean, that's like we are all humans. We all have different opinions on things and that's like totally okay. And so cool. Like I had a couple good friends that saw the commercial differently than I did. And like it brought up a great conversation. Like there's nothing wrong with that. So anyway, one of my friends, a good friend of mine, said I would be so mad if so-and-so got me, you know, a piece of exercise equipment, you know, as a gift. I would be so like, that would not be okay in my house. So it's interesting that some people do feel that way. I personally would not be offended. I guess I can see how like if someone, you know, is struggling with, you know, whether it be an eating disorder or some sort of weight problem, whether it's needing to lose or needing to gain, whatever the case may be, if they have some sort of body image issue and they did not ask for the exercise equipment and they already were feeling insecure about their body, and then their partner, their significant other, whoever, got them the gift and they didn't ask for it, and the significant other or whoever it is presented it in a way like, here, you need this, you need to lose weight. Yeah, I mean, then fuck you. I mean, that's a different story. But I did not get that sense in this commercial at all. I thought it was her wanting this gift and him getting it for her and something like she was grateful for it, like in my mind. But that was one of the points. So that was interesting that there were so many different, not so many different, but a couple very different viewpoints on just that idea of being gifted a piece of exercise equipment. But again, Matthew, if you're listening and you want to get me a Peloton, go for it. I would be thrilled. Okay. Second thing was about that she was skinny to begin with. Yes, like I said, she's the size of my right leg to begin with. Like, she was very skinny. What's interesting, though, about that point is that I didn't see it as a physical journey. I saw it more as like, look at like how far we've come, maybe like in their relationship and how far, you know, mentally and emotionally, how great she's been because of the Peloton, due to the Peloton. Of course, there is a physical component. It's a piece of workout equipment. But really, the physical benefits are an added bonus because with, at least again, from my experience, from how I took it, it was more, I thought, looking at her like emotional and mental journey. And yeah, and maybe she lost a couple pounds. But guys, for all we know, like someone had a really good point when they DM me about, someone who DM me about it was like, just because she's skinny doesn't mean she's in good shape. For all we know, she has heart conditions or diabetes or something else that might not, you know, that maybe her doctor said you really need to work out consistently or you really, whatever. We don't know the backstory. So maybe they could have, maybe Peloton could have given us a bit of the backstory so we all could have gotten on maybe a similar page here, but they didn't. So it's kind of just how you take it. And I just think like, yes, she was skinny to begin with. Maybe they didn't cast the right person. I don't know. But that didn't offend me at all. And I just kind of saw it as like, yeah, it was a great journey. Maybe she only lost a few pounds, but for all we know, maybe, like I said, she had a heart condition and, I don't know, high cholesterol, something. And then the Peloton helped her with that. And it wasn't about losing weight. So that's how I saw it, is that, okay, she's skinny, like good for her. And you know, she had a great journey with it for the year. I don't know. So again, very interesting that some people saw it differently. So that was an interesting point. And then the one about the guy giving the girl, yeah, I mean, the girl could give the guy. I don't think it was saying that, I honestly don't think it was saying like, oh, a guy has to gift the girl the Peloton. Not at all. I mean, yeah, it would have been cool if they showed the girl giving the guy the Peloton. I just don't really, I like honestly didn't even bat an eyelash about that. I just think it's how they casted it, and like plain and simple. But of course, like anyone can give anyone the gift. It doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl. So, but that was another, like I said, another thing that came up. And then the final thing about the house, look, at the end of the day, the Peloton is not a cheap item. It's not, you know, like $100 bike. It's expensive. And so they obviously are trying to appeal to that audience. So they're showing the Peloton in this gorgeous home just because that kind of fits. Not saying necessarily the person, it's not saying like the person has to be a fancy person by any means, but it is an expensive bike. And so they're appealing to that audience. And so putting it in a nice home, I mean, it's a commercial. It's a pretty background. Like, I don't really see that as a big deal. It was funny. Someone messaged me. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you who messaged me anyway, but in my head, I just forgot who it was, but they had DM'd me, someone who follows me. And they were like, I'd much rather see the Peloton in a gorgeous home with like floor to ceiling windows overlooking the Pacific Ocean than in the, you know, trailer I grew up in or something. And they were like totally saying about themselves, like literally this girl's like, if you put the Peloton in the, I don't know if it was a trailer or like, how she was describing, but she's like, if you put that in what I grew up in, no one would be buying the Peloton. I mean, because you have to think about that. This is advertising. And yes, while we know it wasn't the best commercial ever, it is still, they are advertising this product and trying to appeal to an audience. And they want it to look pretty and, you know, aesthetically pleasing, the background of it. So meaning the house. So I don't really see that as a big problem. But like I said, the first two points were the main ones that you would read about. Like if you were to Google it, those are the two that would come up the most. And I just thought it was really interesting. I thought it was so fascinating that not only did this like cause such, I mean, yes, in general, we know it caused such an uproar. It became like quite the talk last week, you know, on the news and all the places, social media. But with my followers and on Instagram, how they, how out of, you know, I talk about a lot of different things on Instagram, and it's interesting to see the things that really get the most engagement on my stories. And it was so, I thought, fascinating that this commercial caused, I mean, I got people DMing me that had never DM'd me before, that had followed me, but like had never DM'd me before, and people that like really had opinions. And like I said, it's interesting, not so many were really like bashing the commercial. A lot were in agreement with things I had said, and, you know, and they maybe articulated it a different way. A couple were like, I'm not offended by the commercial. I didn't really give a shit about it. I just think it was poorly done. You know, like I said at the beginning, yeah, it seemed like a low budget production. Like there wasn't much going on there. I mean, there was, you know, it just wasn't like some incredible commercial. Like if you're going to spend your ad dollars, like maybe like make it a little more interesting. But so I got a couple about that. And then I got a couple that were like, well, you know what? I think it is really offensive that, you know, he, you know, someone gifted someone else a piece of exercise equipment, and, you know, she was so skinny to begin with. It's like obnoxious. You know, I did get a couple pieces of feedback like that. Not even rude, not like, oh, I'm going to unfollow you. Like you're so, you know, it was nothing like that. These were just like interesting conversations. I even said when I even did the Insta story rant that I was like, I said like, DM me if this commercial bothered you, because I am truly not, I said confused, I think, but it's not, I was just like, I didn't really see how this was causing, you know, people to really be that offended or bothered. So I really did ask for people to respond, and people really did respond. And so, like I said, most people were kind of laughing like I was about it, like, what is the big fucking deal? But there were some people who felt otherwise. And I think that's totally cool. I think it's awesome that people like spoke up and, you know, and disagreed with me. And, you know, we were able to have like a DM conversation. I think I even did a voice note conversations with a couple of people because we had a lot to say. But it was interesting that we could all talk about it, and there was no like, there was no anger. It was just like sharing your opinion. So I think it kind of reminds me of, and maybe I'll do a whole other solo episode on Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy, my favorite guy. I've written a couple articles recently about Barstool Sports. One was about Dave Portnoy in general. I called it like why Dave Portnoy is not in fact a dick, because I was watching the Barstool Sports documentary, and I've really been fascinated with Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy for a long time now. But after the documentary, I was like, this company is just like insane, like awesome. Anyway, so I wrote an article on that, and then I called into the Barstool Radio, the radio show, and I talked to them for a few minutes about the article. And so that caused a lot on Instagram people to respond. And then I wrote another article on them on my blog about like it was a recap of one of the recent Barstool Radio episodes. And it was like just talking about what Barstool Radio is in general. Anyway, so I've been like, I've written about Barstool Sports recently and like been tweeting at them and Instagramming tagging them and things in my posts. And most people are like, some people are like, don't give a shit about Barstool Sports, don't follow them, don't care. And then I have some people that are like, oh my God, I love Barstool, I love Dave Portnoy. Like, they're totally on my page. We're like, yes, like, stoolies, like, yay. And then I have some people that are very anti Barstool Sports because, and anti Dave Portnoy because of, you know, things he said or done, things that have been in the news, just kind of how he is in general. And so it kind of, this whole like commercial gate 2019 that I call the Peloton commercial situation, it kind of reminded me of like Barstool Sports stuff in general, because there are some very polar opposite views on Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy. And I have had followers DM me about those differing viewpoints in terms of Barstool Sports. And so I think that's interesting. So I say that because maybe I'll do a solo episode just on Barstool Sports, because I find them fascinating. I just love them. I fucking love them. I love Dave Portnoy. I said in my Insta story the other day, I posted something. I was asking you guys. I was like, yeah, I'm setting up my my podcast episodes and my guests for, you know, the first few months of 2020. Like, who do you want to hear from? You know, who would you want me to interview? What do you want? Whatever. So I got a bunch of feedback from you guys, which is awesome. Thank you so much. And someone had put Dave Portnoy. And so I had put like, I screenshotted some of the responses I got about who you guys want me on, and then tagged the person. And Dave Portnoy is one of them. And I was like, I would literally give my right boob to have him on this show, because he has yet to even acknowledge my article or not that I expect him to. I mean, he has like millions of followers. Like I'm clearly bottom of the totem pole here, but like he hasn't acknowledged my article. So I don't know in what world why I think like he would be on my podcast, but I've totally DM'd him and voice noted him asking him to be. I haven't gotten responses. So anyway, So that was funny because then I got responses like, do you really want him on the show? I'm like, no, I'm this is not a bit. Like, I want him on the show. Yeah. So anyway, maybe I will do a solo episode about Barstool Sports because I think it's interesting when people have such differing viewpoints, because I feel like back in the day I used to not be able to. I take that back. I worded that wrong. But I feel like back in the day, it was kind of like, this is going to sound so obnoxious, but like my way or the highway. Like I was very, I mean, I'm still stubborn in ways like with math. You can ask Matthew, like he and I are both very stubborn. So of course that can cause some interesting conversations / fights. but I'm still stubborn to a point, but I used to be very stubborn where it's like, I could only kind of hear my, I mean, this is very juvenile and childish, but it was also when I was younger, but like, it was, this is what I feel like. I don't even want to hear the other person's opinion because I'm so dead set on mine. And I love that, like, as you know, I've gotten older, I love hearing other people's opinions. I want to hear, like, whether it was the Peloton stuff or the Barstool Sports stuff or something else with my podcast or someone else I've had on my podcast or about my writing or anything, like, to hear what the other person has to say, because even though my opinion might not change on it, and it likely won't, because I am pretty like, especially before voicing an opinion, I'm going to really think about, like, I'm not just going to say it. Like, it has to be something I really like believe in, especially if I'm going to talk about it. So yeah, it's not likely that my opinion will necessarily change, but I really do like hearing the other person's side, especially with this Peloton thing, because I really didn't see it. You don't understand. When I watched the commercial, I was trying to do like a reaction video, like almost like a hyperlapse of me watching it, because I thought there was going to be such a reaction. Like my jaw was going to drop. Like I thought it was just going to be like worthy of like a hyperlapse kind of thing, or like a reaction, you know, video kind of thing. And when I was done, I like deleted the hyperlapse and didn't even share it because there was nothing to share, because I was just, it was more like my face was just like a face of confusion the whole time, because I was so like confused as to why this caused such an uproar. And so for that one, I was like genuinely really, really wondering, like, why were people offended and bothered by this? And then of course people explained. And while it doesn't matter if I agree with them or disagree with them, I can respect their viewpoint, respect their side, hear it and have a conversation about it and it'd be fine. But it was just, I when I was younger, of course that wasn't the case. It was just like, oh no, this is what I feel. But now it's, you know, different. I'm 33. I'm turning 34 next month, January 14th. But yeah, so that was interesting. So I just wanted to do like a mini podcast episode about it, because I, like I said, that Instagram rant of mine got more, it was one of the top engaged, highest engaged, Instagram story series. It was not a series, but Instagram story kind of, I keep calling it a rant because that's what it was, really, that I've gotten. Like that was one of the top ones. So I thought, and then I had people saying, you got to do a podcast episode about this. And so for those that didn't see it on Instagram, I am not saving it as a highlight because I don't think I need to save my Peloton rant as a highlight. But I thought I'd do a little like 15-20 minute podcast episode. But I definitely invite you to DM me about your thoughts on the Peloton ad, because even though it's like over and done with, it was last week, it's old news now, I still find it very interesting, like the differing opinions and how people saw this so differently. Yeah, so that's why I did this episode, because here now it's in a place where you guys can listen to it aside from me ranting on Instagram stories in 15 second segments. So yeah, so that's it. So definitely DM me or however message me. It's by Julie Lauren everywhere, BY Julie Lauren, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. And you can find my email address and everything else from those places. All right, so that's it. So very short episode. So I hope you were able to finish that within your one car ride or your one load of laundry or your one cleaning of the house or whatever you do when you're listening to a podcast. For me, it's either in the car, doing laundry, like cleaning up something, organizing, putting away something. So that was a short one. So I hope you enjoyed. And if you like shorter episodes like this, I can certainly do more of the shorter ones. It definitely more often because they are shorter and easier to edit. And yeah, so as always, I love your feedback. I appreciate you listening so much. If you haven't subscribed to #NoFilter, please be sure to do so. Leave a rating, reviews, whatever you would like to do. It helps so much. And I'm so appreciative of it. Appreciative of it. If I could speak, I'm so appreciative of it. Happy holidays. I'll be back soon. I have some really good guests coming up before the end of the year. So stay tuned, follow me on Instagram, by Julie Lauren. Thank you so, so much, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests? against stay-at-home orders around the country. It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, I'm Mark Goodman.
And I'm Alan Light.
On today's podcast, in celebration of International Guitar Month, Pete Townsend of The Who will join us.
Pete went deep with us into his relationship with the guitar and with music in general. The new Broadway version of Tommy, he clarified the status and the future of The Who and much, much more.
Sound up with Mark Goodman and Alan Light, the only music podcast that matters. Get it on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.